go ahead and lie on our backs. Today is, I think, the 7th of March, right? 2018. And it's lesson number 8 called Rolling the Head in Between the Hands. But what we'll start with is, first of all, getting you on your back. And we'll start by weaving in to remind you what we did 2 weeks ago. So that will help. So we always begin a lesson, and they are called lessons because it's about learning. Starting on your back with your legs long, your arms long, and starting to tune in and becoming aware of yourself today, aware of how are you lying on the floor, right? So that means noticing that there's parts of you that are making contact with the floor, and then there's parts of you that are not making contact with the floor. So it's observing what parts of you are making contact and what parts aren't. Noticing what parts of yourself are comfortable, that feel at ease, and what parts maybe of yourself there is some tension, or there's some discomfort, or there's just something that doesn't feel quite right. So you're just taking this time to settle in, becoming very aware of yourself, noticing your breath and your breathing. And then slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left, observing the quality of rolling your head to each side. So since we are working with rolling your head today, this is real imperative right now, is that you really tune in and notice, going gently and slowly, if there is any grinding, catching, popping. You know, sometimes people say, oh, it sounds like gravel in my neck, right? So just how does it feel right now? And then bringing your head back to the center. And so what we're going to start with is, again, just kind of a review of 2 weeks ago to go into this lesson. So you're going to begin by bending your knees and bringing your feet to standing. And the first thing that you'll notice when you do that is it flattens your lower back. So for those of you that this is your first time, you bring your feet up to what I call a good standing position. That's it. And they're not together. Your heels are lined up with your buttocks. Okay? And then we're going to begin to do a movement of what I call tilting the pelvis. So you tilt the pelvis in a direction of flattening your lower back, flattening the area where the belly button is, right? And then you're going to roll the pelvis in the opposite direction to arch your lower back to come and sit on your tailbone. So rest your head.
Okay.
So you're tilting. So you're going to flatten your lower back, easy. And then you're going to go the other way. Arch. Really arch. So all the, yes. And then slowly flatten. That's enough. And arch. And then notice when you're doing this movement, there's movement that's occurring with your head. So as you arch the lower back, your chin pulls down towards your chest. And as you flatten the lower back, it's as if your head grows tall. Yeah, so try not to keep these feet together. It's okay to have your legs spread. Gonna flatten, that's it. And then arch, that's it. And as I mentioned to most of you 2 weeks ago, right, the arching is the most important part, very much like the discussion of breath and breathing, right? Allowing that diaphragm and your lower back to be free. Most of us have been pulling that in and tucking our pelvis in, or under, excuse me. That's it. Nice. Okay, then come to the center, and then the other two directions is to the left and to the right. And we often refer to this, and we're going to put it all together, as the pelvic clock. So we talk about 3 and 9 o'clock being the right and the left. So it means one side of the pelvis sinks down, the other side lifts up. Like that. And then you come back to center and then do the other side. Yeah.
Nice.
Come back to center. So again, we're going to say that this is 3 and 9, and I know all my regular people know this. And your legs, your knees, stay pointed to the ceiling. So again, this is a movement of the pelvis. And what's so important, don't move your legs. Keep the legs up. Yeah. So this can come up without your legs falling over. There you go. So what's so important, see how easy this side is?
Yes.
Okay, so we want this side to learn to, that's it, to do the same thing. So you go slow. So what's so important about these four cardinal directions of the pelvis is it's connected to your spine, right, which is connected to your head. So they're all one and the same. So most likely, if you have some neck issues, you've got some lower back issues, or vice versa. And try not to lift your head. So if you're confused or you want to ask me anything, just put your hand up. But don't lift your head, because that's really hard on the neck. Okay, now come back to the center, and you're going to begin to make a circle. Or a clock, okay? So I like starting by flattening the back, and I call that 12 o'clock, and then I go over to the right, pressing the right down, lifting the left, 3 o'clock, arching the back down to 6 o'clock, sitting on the tailbone, over to 9 o'clock, the left side, and then back up to 12. And again, your knees stay standing. So this is your pelvis moving. So your pelvis moves around your hip joints. It's a huge revelation for a lot of you. So here, just like what you were doing, flatten, and just think of your pelvis as like a bowl. Arch more. You're one of those that holds. That's it, and then really arch, yes. Let that back arch. Yeah, you do way too much of the tucking. There. Okay. So you're so tight here. Mm-hmm. These hip flexors are so tight because you spent so much time doing this.
Okay.
No good for your back.
No good, okay.
Okay, so. So as you're making the pelvic clock, feel that the back of your head, and this is what we did 2 weeks ago, right, is making a circle, a clock. Right? So there's something going on with the back of your head. It's moving on the floor. Or if you'd like, you can think of your nose. Right? And your nose is like drawing a circle on the ceiling. And now can you change the direction of the clock? So you go in the opposite direction. Beautiful. Okay, and we're going to pause with that and straighten your legs and rest. Okay, so from here, We came up to sitting. So you're going to sit, and I had you sit with the easiest way to cross your legs, so everybody kind of has a favorite way, and we rested our hands on our thighs, right? And it was this idea that your pelvis and your head drew a circle, right, on the ceiling. And for those of you, again, that it's your first time, what's real important about this circle is especially the sides to sides. There's a moment where you're all the way on, let's say, your left sit bone. Your right buttock cheek comes away from the floor. And then you go back, and then you go over to the right side, and then forward. So your head's making a circle, and your pelvis is making a circle. And then you close your eyes. So we talked about we can weave a little bit of eye stuff into this lesson today. It's really important to have your eyes closed so that you're sensing what you're doing. You're sensing where you are in space. And then change the direction. Excellent. Okay, and then you're just going to come to center. Okay? And now you're going to, we're going to work with turning. Okay? So first of all, I'm going to let you turn your head a little bit to the right. Think of, I'm looking over my right shoulder. Come back to the center and turning to the left, as if you're going to look over your left shoulder. Again, with your eyes closed. And what's important is you can think of your eyes moving with your head. So your eyes are tracking while they're closed. And just go to those points and just feeling what it's like today. And maybe you can't even get quite to your shoulder, and that's fine. And then bringing your head back to the center, you're going to bring your left hand to the back of your head and your right hand to the front. And it's as if you're holding your head with your two hands. And your hands are flat, so you're not gripping your head. You're creating a flatness so that you're going to roll your head super gently in between your hands, a little bit to the right and a little bit to the left. So you're not going to go as far as you did with just your head. And you're feeling that your forehead changes contact with your right hand, and the back of your head changes contact with the back of your hand. Okay, pause. So you guys stop. You can open your eyes and look. Okay, watch me. So many of you are gripping your head. What does it mean to grip? It means that the entire hand is this, and then you're doing this. Okay, I specifically said don't do that. Okay, so we were all in school one time. One of my favorite things to do was roll my pencil underneath my hand, or I was also in pottery. And you learned to roll pottery and made long ribbons of clay, and then you turned it around and made a pot. Okay, that's what you're going to do with your head. Your head changes contact from the heel of your hand to here. So your hand is flat. See? My fingertips are now with my temple. And then when it comes back, the heel of my hand with the temple. We are not doing this. Because this becomes about my back. You see what I'm doing? When I do this, it's about the head, the neck. Okay. Same thing. The back of your hand, the back of your left hand, the back of your head, you're doing a little bit more of the rolling with your front hand, and you just feel the back of your hand change, the back of your head change contact with the left hand. The left hand is doing nothing but sensing. Okay, I know it gets tiring, so try it, and then you can rest. And to weave in for you, the eyes. So you keep the eyes closed, and what you're looking for with your eyes is can your eyes follow the tracking? That means when you go to the right, which means your fingertips are on the left temple, can your eyes stretch and look beyond the right shoulder? And then as you come back to the center. And for some of you, one of the things that you'll notice is your eyes will skip or they'll hop. Are your eyes moving quicker than your head? Right, so these are all things to become aware of. Now, when you get tired, just pause and rest, and we'll come back to it, because it's fatiguing, you know, to have the arms up. So, you know, if you can do two or three good rolls and then let it go, because it gets tiring. Okay, so let's all rest. We're all tired, right? Even sitting is tiring, right? Okay, so now we're going to change hands. We're going to do a little more in sitting before we go to the floor. So you're going to bring the left hand to the front, and your right hand is behind your head. So remember, the right hand is just taking in information. So you use the heel of the hand to turn your head to the right, and then coming through the center and the fingertips of the left hand to go to the left. And then you're looking for your eyes tracking the movement as they're closed. And it can be an extraordinarily different movement depending on which arm is in front and which arm is in back. Right? So this tells you a lot. A lot of neck issues can be related to shoulder, right? Upper back issues. Okay, let it go and rest on your backs. Huh?
Thank you.
I know, right? You never loved the floor so much. So rest. Okay, so we're going to do the same thing on your back. And let's start with your legs long, and let's start with your left hand behind your head. It means just lift up your head and put it to rest in your hand. And remember, have the hand open, right, so that you can experience the back of your head's going to roll in there, right? And now you're going to bring the right hand to your forehead, and it's flat because it's going to roll your head. Right? Do not have the fingers grin. Flat. There you go. Your fingers should not be touching, right? The center of your hand should be touching right now. So as you roll your head to the left, it's the heel of your right hand, right? It's pushing your head that way. And then you pull back. So when you look to the right, it's the fingertips of the right hand, right? You change contact with the hand. Not it's not your head doing it though, it's your hand. So your hand is doing the motion. So let your hand be flat.
Okay.
Just let it be flat. It's like it's gonna push, let me do it.
Okay.
It's gonna push your head. Don't lift the elbow. Just let your hand push and then you pull. You didn't roll a pencil under your fingers at school.
No pottery
there.
For me.
And do you feel that now?
Mm-hmm.
Easy. Now go slow. Easy. Let your hand do the roll. So your hand is doing the rolling. I'm going to encourage all of you to go home and roll a pencil under your hand. Or we could do pottery. Right? And just feel the rolling of your head to each side, and then bring in the tracking of your eyes. Are your eyes tracking? What is the pace of your eyes with your head? And there's sometimes one direction your eyes will skip and move quicker than the rolling of your head, or slower, right? So observe that. Or is there one side that your eyes don't want to go to at all? And then are you breathing? Right? Too many things to ask. Okay. Let's let it go and rest. Let's rest your arms. So now we're going to change the arms. So that means you're going to bring the left arm behind your head. Left. Okay, so your head is resting in your left arm. Oh, did we do it the other way? Oh, sorry. So your head's resting in your right hand. Sorry. The other way. The other one. And now bring your left hand to your forehead. My bad. Okay, so again, flat hand, when you roll your head to the left, you're using the left fingertips, and then you push towards the heel of the hand to roll your face to the right. And it's not about how far you go. So stay in the range where it's easy, it's smooth. Hopefully you're beginning to feel more confident in this idea of using your hand to roll your head. And then what you experience with the right hand is the back of your head is just rolling inside the hand. It's not doing anything. And then your eyes are closed and you first of all pay attention to what your eyes are doing. And this is really important. So which direction do they track easier to? It's very subtle, but it's important to notice. And does one eye dominate the tracking? So all of us have an eye, one of our eyes, that is our dominant eye. It has nothing to do with being right-handed or anything. It's just the eye that we've learned to orchestrate both near and far-sighted, but mostly far-sighted. Or sorry, nearsighted width, distance width. Excellent. Come back. Let's lower your arms and rest. Notice your breath and your breathing. Okay, so now you're going to roll over onto your stomach. And once you're on your stomach, you're going to put your right hand in front of your forehead. So the palm, you rest your forehead in. And then guess what? The left hand goes behind your head. So now we're going to do the opposite. Okay, so you're going to use the left hand, which is on the back of your head, to do the rolling. So you're going to roll the back of your head, and it's going to be your forehead that experiences changing contact. And once you get started, you then bring in noticing what's happening with your eyes. It's very interesting for some people, as soon as they're on their stomach, their eyes just want to stay forward. The eyes also look darker. It looks darker when you're on your stomach. So see if the eyes can track. Again, while closed, going left and right, do they track going to one side easier than the other side? Again, just what are you noticing and observing? And you might discover a relationship between your eyes and the tension in your neck. Excellent. Let's just pause for a moment, rest comfortably, and then we're going to change things. But just find a way to rest. And now bring your left palm underneath your forehead and bring the right hand to the back. Gently using the right hand, now you're rolling the back of the head. So another thing to notice for yourself or become aware of, is it nicer or easier to roll your head from the back side? Or did you like doing the forehead? Right?
The other way.
Huh?
The other way, because this one, my finger bones hurt my forehead. But.
Yeah? Yeah, so it's like we all have, there's these different, it's so interesting preference, like in how it spatially feels to roll the back of your head compared to the front. So again, as you go left and right, then you're bringing into your awareness your eyes and the tracking of the movement or lack thereof. Is it possible to have your eyes just look straight forward and not have them follow the movement? Excellent. Okay, and then you're going to pause again for another moment, staying on your stomach, so you can keep your head resting in the palms or on the back of the hands. And now you're going to roll your pelvis. So you're going to roll your pelvis left and right, just like you were doing your head, but just your pelvis. Just see what that's like. Right? A little bit left, a little bit right. And that means your legs roll too. Your legs are just like jello, right? So there's no holding at all. And as you roll your pelvis, you start to sense there's a rolling in the spine. And now can you roll it really quick? Just back and forth. Just think like jello. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Just wiggle your butt. Let your legs wiggle. Let your ankles be soft. How quick can you wiggle? So now wiggle as quick as you can without thinking. Quick, 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 quick. There you go. Okay, let's roll over onto your backs and rest again. So once you're on your back, the first thing to become aware of is your breath and your breathing, how that's changed. And now this time, we're going to bend our knees to bring your feet to standing to work with the rolling of the head. Let's bring your left hand behind your head, your right hand to the forehead. Your eyes are closed. You know, and just start slow, right? So you just start by pressing the heel of the right hand with the forehead towards the temple and your face rolls to the left. And then you just kind of bring it back using the palm and then the fingertips to roll it to the right. just seeing if it's easier now after doing the movement on your stomach. Did anything change? Maybe there's some more comfort in rolling your head with your arm and your hand. And then noticing the tracking of your eyes. That's it. Okay. And let's pause. Let's rest both your hands and legs and just rest. So next week we'll continue with a very specific lesson with the eyes, but I'm adding some things in there. And what's really important is to become aware of the tracking of your eyes. And I was sharing in the spin class earlier is that any kind of trauma, we've kind of talked about trauma with breath and breathing last week, but any kind of trauma, car accident, things like that, a fall, our eyes kind of get locked up there. So it can show up as kind of a glitch or almost like a stutter, or an area where your eyes just don't want to track or move smoothly. So when I had my accident, because it was on my left side, my eyes, we worked on this for months, did not want to go to the left at all. It just, they did not go over there. They just stopped. I really spent time more going to the right and learning slowly to bring them over to the left. Okay, bend your knees again. This time it's the right hand behind the head, and your left hand is on the forehead. And it's your left hand that's going to start the rolling, the heel of the hand taking your face to the right, then coming back, and then the fingertips taking to the left. And once you get a smooth, consistent quality of the rolling of your head with your left hand, you start to observe the tracking of your eyes and really paying attention to one eye at a time, right? So with your eyes closed, you can just watch, for example, your left eye. How well does your left eye track? Just notice it following the movement of your head both to the left and to the right. And then can you shift your attention to your right eye? Right, so which eye is tracking right now smoother, more consistent? Beautiful. Okay. And bring that to a close and let's rest your arms and your legs again. Okay, we're going to come back to that hard position. Let's come back up to sitting. Sit with your legs crossed comfortably. We're going to start with the right hand on the forehead, and then the left hand is the receiver, right? So it's the right hand that starts to do the turning. And what you're looking for now is a change in quality. Not necessarily that you're going further, but there's just a smoothness and ease. Not so fatiguing with the arms. And then drawing your attention and awareness to the eyes, they're closed, and the eyes, the tracking of the movement. Making sure you're still breathing. Right, so make sure it's that right hand that's turning your head. It's not your head slipping underneath the right hand. It is moving inside the left palm, but it's the right hand that's doing a little push-pull, right? Okay, let it go, rest on your backs. I know, it's hard, right? How could it, right? You think, see, spin class is a breeze. Spin is nothing as compared to how hard this is. Lie on your back and rest. It's hard, isn't it? It's hard to sit up and bring your arms up like this.
Yeah.
So lie on your back and rest. It's hard. Who knew sitting up was so hard? Yeah, so your eyes are obviously so important. But we'll finish with a little exercise. I don't know, that's not even the right word, but we're gonna do something in standing that will help you figure out immediately which is your dominant eye. But even things like going to the movies and stuff, where you position yourself, you know, has so much to do with which eye is dominant compared to the other eye. Okay, you're going to come up to sitting again. You're going to change your legs and we're going to change the arms. So sit with your legs crossed the less comfortable or less desirable way. And your left hand is on your forehead and the right hand is behind. So again, the instigator is the left hand. And you're not looking for an increase of range, you're just looking for smoothness, right? It's getting smoother and smoother, right? There's a quality of ease. So again, you're using the front hand, the back hand, the left hand is just experiencing, and then you're tracking your eyes. And how does changing the hands change the eyes? Right? Is there a difference, or having the legs changed? Excellent. Okay, and let's lie down and rest again. So go ahead, rest. So part of the reason to work with the hands, we're going to do a little bit more with your legs long, is with your hands involved like this, they're moving this upper thoracic cervical area of your spine. If you were just rolling your head alone, it would be all the cervical. So this is the area right below your throat. And it's usually the area that is where it's congested and there's problems. So then when we end up using all the cervical spine. So with your legs long, let's come back to the left hand behind your head and the right hand to your forehead. Now that I've expressed this, as you use the right hand to roll your head left and right, in your mind's eye, think about that area. Think of the area below your throat, right? That area we call the Adam's apple, right? The beginning of where your clavicles and your sternum and chest is. And that there's a turning of those vertebrae in the back because there's movement in your shoulders a little bit, right? And if you don't feel anything, I always say, hallucinate it. Just imagine it. Just imagine those vertebrae are turning with your cervical spine, that the movement is going down further below your neck. And now see if you can go a little bit further, right? So when you get to where you've been going, can you just tag on the smallest extra little oomph? What if you take your head just a little bit more to the right? Right, as if you were going to look over the shoulder and a little bit more to the left. Just so slight. We don't want any strain, nothing to hurt, but you just add on. It's like 1/32nd of a turn. Maybe that brings in an awareness more with your spine and shoulder blades. Okay, pause, come back to the center, rest your arms. Okay, let's change the hands. So that means the right hand's behind your head. Left hand is on your forehead. Same thing, using the heel and the fingers of the left hand. It's what's moving your head. Your head is not slipping underneath the left hand. And then you're just going to add an extra little bit amount. And what is it like on this side? Just to go a little bit further. Is it easier with the left hand, or was it easier with the right? How well do your eyes track adding that extra little distance in? Or do they want to stop sooner? How is your breath and your breathing? Come back, rest your hands, pause and rest. And as you're resting, just observe, where does your attention go to? What draws your attention? How do you sense the back of your head right now? Do you have a much broader experience of your head? The shape, the size. So without using your hands this time, as we started the lesson, is you're going to roll your head a little bit to the right and left. And you're going to see, what is it like now? And if you had some gravel or popping, so remember, you're rolling. So it's really interesting. Some of you lift your head a little bit. When you roll your head is solid on the ground, and the back of your head is moving on the floor. Don't lift it up that little bit and turn it. If anything, think of pressing the back of your head to roll it along the floor. So if you do that slight little lift, it's all in your neck. So much work. Right? Your head's a bowling ball. Roll. So just feel what that's like now. Feel the rolling. How's it feel in your cervical spine? and then come back to center and rest. As you're resting, think about what feels different compared to when you first laid down. How's your breath and your breathing? Okay, so in a moment, we're not going to be quite done with the lesson because I want to do this fun little thing in standing with your eyes. So you're going to come up to standing, but once you're up in standing, it's like really stay present with yourself. You're still in the lesson, right? So don't worry about your hair. Don't worry about your clothes. You know, the lesson isn't over, but you just bring yourself up to standing and stay present with yourself. And we're going to figure out which is your dominant eye. So can everybody close their left eye? Can you do that? I know sometimes it's hard to squint, but I'm going to have you close your left eye and you're going to start walking with your right eye. And experience if you feel a little wobbly or if it feels really secure with the right eye only open. Then cover with your hand. Do whatever it takes to only look through one your right eye. So is it wobbly? A little hesitant? A little off balance? Feels good. Okay, see, right? Okay, so stop. Now you're gonna change. Okay, so like my dominant eye is my left eye. So it's the eye that you can just go. And you can walk fast and only look out of that eye. So you don't have to go to an optometrist. You can figure this out for yourself. So this is the eye that dominates distance, but it's going to be, so you need distance for walking. But that is also the eye that'll dictate most of what's going on for driving and everything. So did you guys feel the difference? One eye open, it's much smoother?
Yes?
Yes.
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 I'm left eye dominant.
Yeah.
Me too.
Isn't it interesting?
Yeah.
So it's a little thing that you can play with yourself is if your left eye dominant is close the left eye and then work on your balance. Like I'm not, there's a hesitancy, like I can do it, but it's not like when I look through this eye, I'm like, okay, no, I am steady Freddy, right? So something you can play with at home. It's not going to improve your vision. It's going to create a relationship between your vision and balance and organization. Okay, so lastly in standing, let's have you look a little bit left and right. First with your neck, and then you're going to turn with your pelvis. And just see, can you turn your whole self? That's it. And look behind you now. And how does that feel? How's your neck feel? How's your upper back feel? Pretty easy? Nice? Excellent. Okay.